From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is going ahead with 25% tariffs on billions of dollars worth of Chinese technology imports. Trump on Friday followed through on a pledge to crack down on what he considers to be unfair trade practices by China, imposing tariffs on goods that contain industrially significant technologies. Joe Foudy is an economist at New York University.
Does this then presage a series of trade wars with lots of other countries? You add those together, and that could become really significant really quickly.
The official Xinhua news agency said China would impose 25% tariffs on 659 U.S. products in retaliation, ranging from soybeans and autos to seafood. China also said it would include U.S. energy products, including crude oil and natural gas, in retaliatory tariffs against the United States. A federal judge on Friday sent President Donald Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, to prison for tampering with witnesses while out on bail. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The former Trump campaign chairman is accused of money laundering and making false statements. He'd been free on $10 million bond, but prosecutors working for special counsel Robert Mueller charged Manafort attempted to influence the testimony of two government witnesses. A superseding indictment alleges Manafort and an associate tried to persuade the witnesses to say he'd never lobbied in the U.S. on behalf of the ousted Ukrainian president Viktor Yanukovych. Manafort's trial is scheduled for September. I'm Warren Levinson.
On Twitter, President Donald Trump called the action unfair. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Friday marked the sixth anniversary of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Act, or DACA, with accusations flying on both ends of Pennsylvania Avenue here in Washington. At the White House, President Trump said the current policy, where nearly 2,000 children have been separated from their parents, is the result of the Democrats' cruel agenda. But the facts do not back up the president. There is no law that calls for the separations. On Capitol Hill, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi noted that Republicans control both houses of Congress and the White House.
They control the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives. So how they place blame on others is typical of their unprofessional attitude. They never want to take responsibility.
Meanwhile, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who instituted the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy, said in Pennsylvania that the administration's goal is to end illegal immigration.
We're going to restore the rule of law in our immigration system. That's a commitment that we made. We're working at it steadily. It's not so much an individual case of an individual person as it is in restoring integrity in the entire process.
President Trump set off some confusion Friday by saying that he would not sign a moderate immigration proposal put forth by congressional Republicans. House Speaker Paul Ryan had told colleagues that the president did support the proposal. The White House later walked back the president's comments, saying that he had misspoken. U.S. astronaut Peggy Whitson, who has spent more time in space than any other American, retired on Friday. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
She spent more time off planet Earth than any other American, 665 days over three missions. And now Peggy Whitson is retiring. The 58-year-old was the first woman to command the International Space Station and the oldest female ever to fly in space. I'm Shelley Adler.
A Saudi-led coalition and Yemeni fighters backing the country's government were on the verge of seizing control of the airport of a vital rebel-held port town as fighting intensified Friday. The Saudi-Emirati coalition bombed Houthi positions while rebels said in a statement they fired ballistic missiles at pro-government forces but gave no report of casualties. Military officials said preparations were underway for a final push to take the airport and that the ground battles had largely subsided by sunset Friday. They said the assault on the airport would start at dawn on Saturday. Human Rights Watch urged the UN Security Council on Friday to warn the warring parties that they will face sanctions if they fail to provide civilians access to desperately needed aid. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.